Fine. Finally, number 8, read for 30 minutes a day. This is the most important recommendation I can give you. This alone will triple your income over the next 12 months. It'll at least double it over the next 6. If you don't believe me, try reading. Now, if you are going to make a profession of selling, then you owe it to yourself to have a library of the very best books that have ever been written on selling, and to have a library of the very best tapes that have ever been made on selling. If you don't have a library of books on selling, then you're really not serious about being successful in this field. Imagine if you went to a doctor and the doctor didn't have any medical books and never read anything. How confident would you feel in the doctor? Oh, I never read anything. I finished medical school 20 years ago and I've just been winging it ever since. And they go, oh, jeez, you'd flee. He went to a lawyer and the lawyer didn't have any law books. Oh, I don't have to look it up, he said. I can just figure it out. I'll just chat with somebody, see what comes to mind. You think, well, maybe I'd just as soon go to somebody who obviously was interested enough in their profession to do their research. If you will read for 20 to 30 minutes every morning before you start off and read in your profession, and this is a profession, within 6 or 12 months, you'll have read 10 to 20 of the very best sales books that have ever been written in the world, which are the ones that are on the bookstands today. If you will do that in 12 months, you will see such a gross increase in your income that it will stagger you. You will not be able to believe it. I've had so many people come back to me and say, you know, that one recommendation was worth the entire price of the course because I've done it and I got up every day. One fellow, nice guy, average guy, never been successful in selling, got out and he started reading 30 minutes a day. His income within 3 months had doubled. He said, geez, if I could double my income within 3 months just by reading every morning, what would happen if reading half an hour? What would happen if I read an hour? So he started reading an hour. His income doubled again in the next 3 months. And now he gets up at 5:30 in the morning. He spends 2 hours reading. He's the sales manager of his business. He's making 4 times today what he's making a year and a half ago. He's making more money now than he's ever made in his life in a depressed market in a competitive industry. He said, Brian, just the reading. He said, if you're reading every day, your mind is alert, your mind is sharp, you're always picking up new ideas, you're always picking up new ways to help sell your product. He's now giving classes and instructing other people on how to sell. Yet most people in selling never read at all in their fields. Do you know that 90% of all the sales books that are sold to less than 10% of the salespeople? Most salespeople don't have any books at all. I have a friend who's a sales manager right here in this city, and he has one question which he asks when he's interviewing people for a sales position with his company. It's very simply this. He said, please tell me some of the titles of the books in your self-development library. And if the person goes, huh? He says, thank you very much. And he shakes their hand and shows them to the door. He said he knows that people who are not working on their own self-development on a regular basis will never be successful in a competitive sales industry. He just knows from 20 years of experience that they'll try and they'll do the best they can, but it's like an athlete who has no physical condition, who's trying to compete. An athlete who's fat, overweight, smoking, eating too much, and trying to compete. No matter how much his heart is in it or her heart is in it, they're not going to be successful. And the reading is the way we train our minds to be successful in our field. Number 9, listen to tapes. Turn your car into a university on wheels. I cannot overemphasize this more. This is the most important single thing. Listen to tapes all the time. Never listen to your car radio. Never go anywhere with your car radio on. We find that you can learn more listening to tapes on a day-to-day basis. You can literally get a university education on wheels. And if you're continually feeding your mind with sales, motivation, inspiration, education, time management, personal growth, personal development, if you're continually feeding your mind with that, you are going to go ahead faster in your career than anybody else. The best salespeople that I know, and I know over 2,000-3,000 salespeople that I've given this course to, the best salespeople that I talk to, not one of them ever has their car radio on. They have their tapes playing from the time they get in. The average person that I know carries about 50 tapes in their cars. Some people have 60 and 70 individual tapes and they're always listening to them. They're listening to them between calls, they're listening to them on the way to work, they're listening to them on holidays. They're always listening to tapes. If you're listening to radio, and I like to call radio chewing gum for the ears, which is basically what it is. If you're listening to radio, you're just simply not serious about being successful in selling. Because what is going to come out of you as a salesperson is what goes into your mind. If high-powered, professional, sophisticated material is going into your mind when you're driving, that's what's going to come out of you when you're making your call.